More than 70 participants viewed the presentation put together by representatives from the ACLU and various city and county departments. Tampa Police Chief Jane Castor also participated, but her audio was not transmitted to most participants. City Attorney Jim Schimberg outlined the official parade route, ending at two demonstration areas the city is calling public viewing areas. Free permits are required for the parade route and are still available in 90-minute increments on a first-come, first-served basis. Joe Trillera Park, located on Kennedy in downtown Tampa, will also be available for spontaneous demonstrations. Groups under 50 and visitors to the 7-acre public viewing areas do not need a permit. City Attorney Jim Schimberg.
The public viewing area is going to be open 24 hours. We'll have a speaker's podium available on the in the area that will be available in 30-minute increments. There's also a place to sign up for that. That's going to be available from 9 a.m. until sometime in the evening, 11 p.m.
Critics complain the parade route and public viewing areas are too far from the Tampa Bay Times Forum, where the convention will be held. But the city says the area is as close as reasonably possible, since Secret Service agents will be in charge of patrolling the area adjacent to the convention. The exact footprint of this area is yet to be determined. If protesters do have a run-in with law enforcement, James Shaw, a lawyer with the ACLU, advises giving the officers accurate information.
You may refuse to answer questions, but you do have to identify yourself to a police officer. Always remain polite with police officers. Never resist a police officer. It's recommended that you ask a police officer if you are free to leave. The stop may be considered voluntary until you ask to leave.
Shaw advises asking the officer what crime is suspected if an arrest is made and remaining silent until counsel is present. Public defenders will be available during the convention. The ACLU does not recommend civil disobedience or knowingly violating the law as a protest. Citizens do not have the right to advocate imminent violence, trespass on private property, block traffic, or interfere with police activity. Tampa ACLU lawyer Lisa Streeter says constitutional rights do not extend to private property.
In public, it is lawfully, you're able to photograph anything in plain view, including federal buildings, transportation facilities, police officers. Again, we have the rule with respect to private property. These rules do not apply. Now, if you have permission of a private property owner, that's one thing. But again, know that these constitutional rights are not generally in effect when you're on private property.
Florida has strict audio recording laws, so the ACLU advises using caution when capturing audio when a reasonable level of privacy is expected. Streeter says photographs and videos are protected by First Amendment rights.
Police officers may not view your photographs. The contents of your phone may be searched upon arrest. It may be considered evidence. If it's evidence of a crime, police may seize your camera, but the police officers may not delete or destroy your photographs or video under any circumstances.
The city will make available a number of services during the convention, including 575 portalettes with hand washing stations, hydration areas with drinking water, air-conditioned rest and rehab areas, and Medical Reserve Corps personnel providing basic medical attention. A number of objects will be banned from an area in and around downtown the city is calling an event zone. That includes aerosol cans and metal-tipped umbrellas. Our website, WMNF.org/news, has full coverage of event zone rules. For WMNF News, I'm Liz McKibben in Tampa.